Hello, can I help you?
Hello, who is this?
This is Dave.
Okay, is this the village hall?
Yes, it is. Who do you need? Who can I transfer you to?
What department do you work in, Dave?
I'm in the utilities department.
You're in the utilities department? Because there's, could I talk to, what I would like to talk to. May I talk to the village secretary? Is she in right now?
Can I tell her who's calling, please?
Yeah, the postmaster from...
Oh, the post... She says if the postmaster calls, she does not like the postmaster, and she will not talk to the postmaster.
I don't believe that.
No, that's what she said. She said she will not take calls. She hates that lady. Don't put her through. Just tell her to F off, but I'm not going to say that word.
Okay. Then I guess I want to talk to the mayor.
Mayor? You can't just talk to the mayor, ma'am. The mayor is a very important person. He's out getting...
I understand the mayor is a very important person.
He's out having a haircut right now. So he can't talk. He's out getting his hair cut.
What is your last name, Dave?
Zurbel.
You want to spell that for me, please?
No. No, I do not. Why should I do that?
Okay.
Who do you think you are? No wonder she doesn't like you.
Oh, excuse me?
No wonder she doesn't like you. You're being all demanding and asking weird questions and thinking you're high enough to talk to the mayor. Nobody talks to the mayor here.
Okay.
Except for me.
Oh,
I'm the mayor's assistant.
Okay, thank you very much.
What do you want with the mayor? What's going on here? What do you think you're doing?
Goodbye.
What do you mean goodbye? Why are you whispering?
I'm not whispering. Goodbye.
You kind of were.
Bye.
Hello, City of... Can I help you?
Hi, this is the postmaster from...
Oh, hello, ma'am.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing today?
Good. Can I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Willie.
Huh?
This is Willie.
This is Willie?
Willie.
Okay, Willie. I got a couple phone calls. Do you have a last name, Willie?
Of course. It's Willie Carter.
Willie Carter? Okay.
Cotter. C-O-T-T-E-R-O-R.
Oh, Cotter. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, I've had a few people from out there in town calling me, telling me that they're getting a phone call from somebody at the village hall stating that I am replacing my carrier with a handicap carrier and they have to install ramps so that the carrier can deliver packages.
Well, if they're in a wheelchair, it's kind of makes sense.
Okay.
I mean, how else would they get up to the door?
Okay.
Don't you think? I mean, how the hell else would they get up there?
Wow. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Bye.
A little weird-ass question.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show here on Frank Coolnation. We'll call landlords and customers, causing massive aggravation. Roy's not a hobo, he is your host. He drinks Four Loko with his jelly and toast. Sit back, enjoy, let the antics begin.
Welcome to the Snowplow Show, everyone. This is episode 415. Today is November 21st, 2017, and this show is sponsored by Derek J. He's the one that insisted that I should thank a few of the other Patreons, such as Andrew Don Farquimi and Jamie F. and David J. and Worsty and Fun Society Arcade, Todd L., Buster C., Robert S., Sean L., Miguel F., Jason B., High School Graduate, and Stephen B. Thanks, you guys, for supporting the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers. That's the only reason I'm doing this. I totally wouldn't do prank calls at all if it wasn't for the Patreon. You guys know me, I don't really even like doing prank calls, but now I just have to. I really want to go out and just be an upstanding member of society, but nope, thanks to you guys, I'm doing prank calls all the time. Thanks a lot. Over on PLA's Facebook, I posted the schedule for Pranksgiving this year. If you don't know what Pranksgiving is, that's the thing that Carlito has been organizing for years now, where a bunch of prank call hosts all get together and do 24 hours of live prank calls, starting on Thanksgiving. And this year it's starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, That's going to be Carlito for 6 hours, and I'm sure he'll have a bunch of people on with him. And then starting at 4 in the morning Eastern time, it's going to be me for 4 hours. I'm doing the 4 in the morning until 8 in the morning shift, which my time is 1 in the morning until 4 in the morning. Wait, no, 5 in the morning. I don't know how I'm going to do that, you guys, because I was trying to get on schedule this week, like get on a more nighttime schedule, but for the past 3 days, I've gotten up at 6 in the morning. Like the 2 previous mornings, it was for reasons, you know, I had to be somewhere. And today, I just got up for no reason at all. Woke up at 6 in the morning, couldn't fall back asleep. So basically, I am totally fucked on Thanksgiving. I don't know how I'm going to stay up all night. I'm going to have to buy a bunch of energy drinks or something, I guess. I'm going to try and stay up tonight. I'm going to try and stay up to like, you know, 1 or 2 in the morning tonight. But we'll see how that goes. Last night I was in bed by 11. Anyway, after me, 8 in the morning, we've got Super Phone Brothers. After that, we've got the XYZ Show. Then there's Dwight, the baloney face, apparently. I don't know why it says baloney face. I guess Dwight and Carlito are having another one of their fights. You know how they are. And then we're going to have Party Time with Matt Hillcock and Zax. And then at 8 p.m. on Friday night, Jihad's gonna wrap things up, and I guess he's gonna have Carlito on with him. And according to this list, he's gonna play some sort of a Calls of Mass Confusion promo. You guys, we've been recording a lot of video pranks for Calls of Mass Confusion, and I haven't even been involved in a lot of it. It's mostly been other people. But I've done quite a few, and we've had a lot of fun doing it, and I've seen some of the videos. They're pretty funny, so be looking forward to that. I don't know when he plans to start putting the videos up, but hopefully it'll be soon.
Your head off like those engines from the wild, wild west. They put the liens on it, put the stops on it. The IRS will lien your checks and put the cops on it. They tried to grab my drop top, but my lawyer got it first. Rolling deep with a mini Mac creeper, MC Gigahertz. Gotta read nonfiction, gotta level up the skills. Gotta smoke real weed, gotta rep Lake Hills. Lake Hills, so poor, no doors.
I've got a list here from Joe Punk. And he says, okay, I built a script that looks up phone numbers on Facebook, and if the phone number returns a public result, meaning they at the very least have their name and phone number publicly searchable, it will list it for me. So you can either use this little sample of numbers and their names and, I mean, or go to their page using their phone number to search for more shit, like friends and posts and pictures. Are public, then hey, bonus. I think Joe Punk is drunk or something. His sentences don't make a lot of sense here. He says, in the future, this will be provided in Excel format and not a bunch of hobo attachments. Because basically what he did is he just took a screenshot of his cell phone for everything that he found. It looks like Joe Punk is running Android, and he's got an 81% charge on his battery. He's got a shitload of notification tabs up there. He's got his Bluetooth running. That's not a good idea, Joe Punk. You know, there's been some Bluetooth hacks released out there recently. Joe Punk is on a LTE connection, and he uses Cricket, my favorite carrier, because the calls are so crisp and clear. So I'm going to use this list of numbers. It looks like they're all in the Chicago area, and there's this thing I've been wanting to do recently, and I think this might be a good thing. As long as these people answer, I think this might be a good way to test out my new idea. I'm going to call up all of these people and be with the mayor's office.
Hello?
Hi, Lisa.
This is she.
Hey there. It's Steve Dave from the mayor's office here in Chicago.
Okay.
I was just calling to get a sample of your voice. We're going to add it to your profile here at the mayor's office. You know, it's just going to be a part of your file, that's all. So I'm going to need you to read. Could you read the sentence, the quick brown fox jumps over the whatever lazy, I don't know.
Well, can I ask you why you're doing this?
I don't know. The mayor just wants to get voice samples of certain people, and you're on the list of voice samples that she would like a sample of.
I'm on the list.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing sinister or anything. It's just, you know, it's just to add to the files.
Okay. And which mayor's office is this?
Here in Chicago, downtown Chicago.
Okay. You know what? I don't think I want to agree to this because I don't understand the need for it.
Oh, well, you don't have a choice or anything. Like, basically, I just needed to call you and get you to say a bunch of words so we can add your voice print to the file. And you've said enough, so it's cool. It's all done. You don't have to do anything. It doesn't cost any money. You know, everything's cool.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you for participating. I'm gonna type this up, write out a transcript.
Is there any way I can receive verification that this was in fact done?
No. I'm just telling you. You know, it's done. It worked. Mm-hmm. I got a green lights across the board here on the computer system. It says all syllables have been cleared. Oh wait, except for the QU. Could you say something with QU? Could you like say quit it or something? We need that one. Oh man, she hung up. She doesn't want to say another word. I guess I should look up who the mayor of Chicago is. I'm Googling that right now. Looks like his name is Rahm Emanuel. He's been the mayor there since 2011. Thank you, Google. Just in case that's the sort of thing that people might know. I want to do this in a smaller town, though. You know, not a big city like Chicago, maybe just a medium-sized town. Because people probably expect this in a large town, you know? In a large city, I mean, this is totally normal.
Hello?
Hello, Zach?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the mayor's office here in Chicago.
Yes?
And I'm calling to get a voice sample from you. The mayor wants to just add a voice, a sample of your voice to your file.
For what purpose?
No purpose, really. He just kind of wants to have everyone's voice sample on hand, just in case we need it, you know?
I suspect you're recording me right now.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like I already have enough to put in the file, so thank you for participating.
Well, what I'd like to do is tell the mayor that I think that he needs to ask before he hits the record button.
Well, you know,
this is intellectual property. Your voice is intellectual property.
You don't sound very intellectual, so I think it's cool. It's all right. And you can't tell the mayor what to do. Like, I'm not going to pass along messages to the mayor from you. Like, who do you think you are?
Well, number one, I'm a taxpayer. That's
well,
who I think.
La di da.
You serve the public.
I don't even have
so
to pay
do you
taxes.
If you're working for
it. No, I don't, because I work for the mayor's office.
For the mayor's office, you serve the public under his jurisdiction.
Right.
That's how it works.
No, well, you know, no, you don't know how it works, because I don't have to pay sales tax or anything when I go to the store. I just show him my mayor badge, because I work here at the.
Yeah. I'm glad for you.
Okay, well, you're the one that brought it up, so I'm just letting you know you're wrong. And I'm not the mayor's goddamn secretary, so if you want to leave a message for the mayor, just, you know, call the office and ask the proper person.
Well, I suggest then in your pursuit in life, before you hit the record button, you ask if it's a permissible thing.
Well, we can't do that, because everyone says no, and then they just hang up.
Right, for good reason. For good reason, dude.
Hey, I ain't your dude, pal.
Well, I hope this is all recording, because I'm not happy.
It's all recording. Of course it's recording. Why wouldn't it be recording? This is awesome. People are actually believing this prank, unlike the last prank I did, where I was telling people that the recording industry heard them playing pirated music from their homes. But this prank idea, it goes in column B. This is stuff that people actually believe, for some reason. Or at least three people believe it. One of them wasn't funny, so you're not going to hear that one. It was boring.
Hello?
Hello, Alex?
Who's this?
This is Steve Dave from the mayor's office here in Chicago.
Who?
Steve Dave from the mayor's office in Chicago.
Who are you looking for?
For Alex. Is this not Alex?
Nah.
Well, who the fuck is this?
Who the fuck is this?
I already told you. It's Steve Dave. I told you like three times now. Come on.
I don't know. Ain't Alex. I'm Rick.
Open your damn ears. Is it Rick Hooker? Holy shit. Joe Punk, your system isn't foolproof. Apparently people change their numbers sometimes. Man, that guy was angry. What did I do to him?
Hello?
Hello, Brett?
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the mayor's office here in Chicago.
Yes.
And I'm calling to get a voice sample from you. The mayor wants to add it to your file here in the office. Just a sample of your voice, like a recording.
Okay, and what would that be for?
Just to add to your file, you know, like right now it's just a paper file here in the filing cabinet. But I was going
to... Okay, now this is Brett Senior. You talking to me particularly, or you want to talk to Brett Jr.?
Oh, no, we already have Brett Junior's voice on sample on file here. Yeah, it's just a paper file here in the filing cabinet, and I'm gonna
okay,
get
why
a
would, Huh? I've never heard anybody doing that from the city before.
Yeah. Oh, where have you heard it happening from before? Besides,
no, never anywhere.
Oh, okay. Well, see, yeah, it's just a new thing we're doing. You know, it's the new millennia. We got to keep up.
Okay.
With
well,
the
you
web
know what?
2.0.
Is it okay if I decline?
No. Actually, you've already said enough, and I already have it recorded. So I'm going to go ahead and take this and put it on a floppy, and put it here with your file.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Yep, and, right, and it, you know, it's just in case we need it. It's not a big
okay,
deal.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Whatever, jerk. I think I fucked that one up by saying floppy disk. I think that's when he realized I was full of shit.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that
well,
has not
balls.
Been set up yet.
I should set it up, shouldn't I? Yeah, that's the last one here on Joe Punk's list. Thanks for sending the list in, Joe. Feel free to do that again. It was kind of cool. The numbers were all in sequential order, kind of like he's war dialing or something. So they were all like the same area code, the same prefix, but then the last four digits was increased each time. It's like he's living the movie War Games. So I think what I need to do is find another list here in my email directory, like this list of church people that was sent to me by someone that says, please don't use my name. So he or she probably goes to this church. But all it's got is names and phone numbers, and all the phone numbers seem to be in the same area. So I'm just going to put one of those into whitepages.com, see what city comes up. I got to look up who the mayor is there. Oh, geez, this seems like a really small town. Do they even have a mayor's office? Yeah, I don't know, but they have a town clerk, so I'm just going to say I'm with the town clerk's office. That should work, right? This is good, though. We can compare the difference between a large city and a small town. Which one doesn't want to be recorded the most?
Hello?
Hello, Robert?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the town clerk's office.
Yeah.
And I'm calling to just get a voice sample from you over the phone, because we just want to add it to your file. We want to have your voice on file.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just need you to recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and that should be plenty.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to which stand one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
That's perfect. Thank you so much. You left out the part under God, I think. What are you, an atheist or something?
I might be.
Okay, well, I'm going to put that in your file, that you're an atheist.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, I am. Just watch me. I'm doing it.
You may get something in return.
What's that? Is that a threat? Whoa, I think that was a threat. He just said that and hung up on me. And how could his wife hear that in the background? She sounded like she could hear what I was saying, but she sounded far away. I'm so confused. Wow, what the hell was that? That was so weird.
John.
Hey, John. This is Steve Dave from the town clerk's office.
Yes.
And I was calling. We need to get your voice sample to add to your file here.
For the town office?
Yeah, we have a big file on you, but we don't have a sample of your voice in it yet. So I'm just gonna.
Why do you have a file for me on?
Oh, you know, no big deal. Don't worry about it. Just a standard operating procedure. Ah, he hung up on me. He didn't want to hear it.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Yes.
Hey there, it's Steve Dave from the town clerk's office.
Yes.
And I'm calling to get a voice a sample of your voice because we just want to add it. We want to add it to your file that we have here on you.
Oh, you need a sample of my voice?
Yeah. If you could just read a line from your favorite movie or sing a lyric from your favorite song or something, I'm just going to add it to your file.
Oh, okay. Jeez. Song from a very Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, but can you sing it, though? We have to get, like, varying, pitches and stuff.
Sweet Home Alabama. Well, skies are blue, so is my mood. Sweet Home Alabama. How's that?
Oh, that's perfect. It looks, it lit up. It says that I've got plenty here. Yep, that'll work.
Okay.
Is Debbie around? Like, I could get a sample from her as well.
Yeah, she's right in the house. Hold on.
Okay.
Deborah.
Yeah. town clerk. They want voice recognition from you. So get my...
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
It's Debbie.
You're holding the phone upside down. Hold the top part to your ear.
No, I'm not, but he's got it on speaker because he can't hear.
Oh, well, no, we need a good... okay, whatever. That's good enough. I'm calling from the town clerk's office. This is Steve Dave.
Right.
And I just need to get a sample of your voice for our records, for our file on you.
Okay. Very good.
Okay, so, could you just sing a lyric from your favorite song, please?
Oh, Lordy, I don't even have one.
Your favorite church hymn.
I'm trying to think. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Oh, God. Is that enough?
No, keep going.
Oh, no, I don't know. Oh, Lord.
No, you better know. You're going to go to hell. Oh, go
bells
ahead.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle, jingle, bells jingle all the way. Hello?
Oh, it was beautiful. I was clapping and everything.
Is this a joke or what?
Oh, no, it's not a joke. I work here in the town clerk's office. I'm just updating our files. I'm going to put a sample of your voice in here with your file just in case we need it.
Okay, very good.
You know,
thanks.
You never know. You never know in this day and age.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, then. Right. Well, thanks for your cooperation. I'm glad we didn't have to do this the hard way.
Yeah, right. Me too.
You don't want that.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Have a nice day.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
What the hell kind of town have I called you guys? Like, really, what is this? Why are people just doing it? I think I liked his song better than her songs. I should have had him. Why didn't I have them do a duet or something together? I think this place is really small. They're probably going to call a town meeting about this whole thing soon.
Hello, this is Scott.
Hey, Scott. This is Steve Dave from the town clerk's office.
Who is it?
Steve Dave from the town clerk's office.
Oh, okay.
And I'm calling to get a sample of your voice so we can add it to your file.
Really?
Yes.
Well, is this good enough?
No. Could you just tell me what's been going on today? What you been up to? What you doing?
Okay. Right now I'm chewing on a hamburger, so that probably affects how my voice sounds.
Nice. You probably always got something in your mouth,
Portland.
Though. So you're driving where?
Uh-huh. I'm driving home from...
Oh, cool. What were you doing there?
Spreading manure.
On whose farm?
Russ.
Okay, Beck. Shut up. I got enough now. That's plenty.
Okay.
All right.
So what? This is something new and exciting. Tell me, how long have you been doing this?
It's just something we do for certain people, and you know, you're just one of those people. We need to get a voice sample just in case.
Just in case,
yep.
Really.
You're just on this list.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
That's all. You know, it's just in case. We're just going to add it to your file. I'm going to copy this over.
To my file where?
Here at the town clerk's office.
What town? Uh-huh. Neat. Uh-huh.
Yep.
So you work with Peggy?
Yeah, yeah. How'd you know?
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. So,
yep.
This is new. So, you
I'm gonna...
couple it up with my. I'm really kind of baffled.
I can tell.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm copying the voice file over right now to a floppy disk. I'm gonna staple this onto your file here. Put it in the file cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Got to print out the computer part real quick. There we go. Yep, all done. No big deal.
So a floppy disk, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
That's the best way to do it. You know, those new USB things are not very reliable.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting.
Yep.
Cool.
It's not that interesting.
Well, neat. What was your name again?
My name is Steve Dave.
Steve Bays.
Yes.
Are you related to Judy?
No. Who the fuck's Judy?
No. She's Bayes, like B-A-Y-S?
No, Dave. D-A-V-E.
D-A-V-E, okay.
All yeah, right. Yeah.
Got it. Cool. All right. Well, neat. Well, this is fun. Thanks, Steve.
Did you wash your hands before you ate that burger after handling all that manure?
What's that?
Did you wash your hands before you ate that burger after handling all of that manure?
Actually, as a matter of fact, I did, although that's unusual.
Okay, I'm going to put that on your file here. Type it
okay.
in. Okay, all right, got it. Thank you
right.
so
Thanks.
Much.
Yeah.
Have Goodbye. A nice day.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Oh, shit, you guys. They're definitely going to call town meeting over this. They're going to tell everyone in town, someone's been making scam calls. We don't know what their end game is, but it's pretty fucking weird.
The TextNow subscriber you are trying to reach is not available. Please Whoa. Leave your message after the tone.
No way. I don't want them having a sample of my voice. That'd be weird. What are they trying to pull? Bunch of scammers over there.
Hello?
Hello, Doug?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the town clerk's office.
Okay.
And I'm calling to get a sample of your voice so we can add it to your file here.
I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on there.
We're just, you know, the file that we have on you, we just want to add a sample of your voice to your file, just in case we need it, just so the file's complete.
I'm not consenting to providing anything.
Oh, no, it's okay. We don't need your consent. We upgraded the software, and now there's this option to add people's voice samples onto their file. So we just want to get a sample of your voice to add to the file. That's all. No big deal. What? Come on, Doug. What's the big deal?
Hello. We are not available now.
He probably doesn't want to pick up because he doesn't want me to get any more samples. It's too bad he didn't have a personalized message on his machine because I could have left a message and been like, oh, it looks like there's plenty on your machine to work with. That's all we needed. Thanks, Doug.
Hello?
Hello, Jennifer?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the town clerk's office.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to get a sample of your voice, because we want to add it to your file.
A sample of my what?
A sample of your voice, like just of you talking over the phone. And we're gonna take the recording and add it to your file here at the town clerk's office.
And what is that for?
Oh, you know,
just out of curiosity.
Just to make the file complete. It's like the only thing we didn't have in your file. Was a sample of your voice. It's like
kind of weird.
Yeah, well, you know, it's no big deal. It's not like we're doing anything weird with it. It's just for your file. You know, we've got everything else. We got all the other boxes checked here. DNA, foot casting, fingerprints. We just don't have a voice sample.
You have foot casting?
Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. I'm sorry. Forget you heard that. But yeah, what?
This just sounds really weird to me. What casting, really? And my DNA?
Well, yeah, it's just it's 2017. We got to get with the times. We upgraded the computer software, and it's got all these new fields in the database on our list.
And how do I know that that's legit? Honestly, that is just that's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
Well, you can come down here to the town clerk's office, and we'll show it to you.
Okay, I think I'll do that.
Okay. I think you've given us enough, I've recorded enough of your voice now. I think I've got enough here for the voice sample. So I'll go ahead and cut it up and stick it in here in the file. I can check off the last box.
And where is the clerk's office down there?
Well, you know, it's on Main Street. You know where it is.
No, actually, I don't. I don't live in...
Oh, well, just, Google it. Just put it in Google Maps. It'll take you right there.
And what was your name again?
My name is Steve Dave.
Steve?
Steve Dave.
Can you spell that? Crap, let's turn that music off.
Who has the music on?
My son does.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, we could detect that through the satellite link. It was weird.
It sounded like it was copyrighted.
It's the radio.
Okay, well, that's okay then. What do you want me to spell that? Like T-H?
That's your name?
Tsunami. Oh, my name. Steve. You know, just common spelling. Steve.
Okay, and last name?
Dave. That's D as in
Dave?
Yeah, D as in W. A as in R. V as in five. And E as in eulogy.
Okay.
Okay.
I will make a point to come down there then.
When are you coming down?
Probably tomorrow morning.
Okay. Can you bring food?
This is just very weird for me.
What's weird about it? I mean, we do this for everyone. It's not just you. It's, you know, it's just everyone in the area. We just want to have a file on everyone.
Well, I've never heard of it. So, that, like I said, it's new. It's weird. So.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just the new millennia. We got to keep up with the times and stuff. Keep the databases all updated and everything, you know.
Okay.
No big deal.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow, I guess. Could you bring food? Like, you know, sometimes when people come here, they bring us cookies or sweets of
some
sort.
Seriously?
Yeah, if you don't mind, like if it's not putting you out or anything. Like maybe you could make some cookies for your kids and then, you know, just give half of them.
All right, you know what? This conversation has really gone on the wrong side of that. Okay, I'm hanging up now.
What? It's like common courtesy. If you're going to visit the mayor's office, you got to bring some cookies. Or the town clerk's office, whatever. Close enough. Okay, I think I'm about done with this list. It's just about finished up. So I'm going to do one more list that was sent to me by Dan. And he says it's a Lions Club member list. They're like the Rotary Club, but they're the Lions Club. And it looks like they're all in the same city, more or less. And they've had the same mayor since 2010. So let me just quickly call up every single number on this list, and we'll add this to our experiment, our psychological experiment.
Hello?
Hello, Stella?
Hello. Yes.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the mayor's office here in...
Yes.
And I was calling, I was looking at your file here in the file cabinet, and it looks like we don't have a sample of your voice on file yet. So I just need to record your voice so we can add it to your file.
What file? I'm not aware of anybody with a file.
Oh, you know, we like to keep files on certain people, and it looks like your file is missing the voice sample.
I'm not ready to do that. Let me check with the mayor first.
Well, no, you've said enough in this conversation. I've got enough here. I'm just going to take this recording that I just made, and we'll add it to your file. And it's all done.
No,
it's okay.
Okay, thank you, bye.
It's fine. It's okay. I guess people just don't want to talk after they find out I'm recording them for some reason. I don't know why. Doesn't seem like that big of a deal. Maybe I should stop with this whole voice thing and do something that doesn't make them afraid to talk to me.
Hello?
Hello, Larry?
Yes?
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from the mayor's office.
Yes, sir?
And I'm just calling to let you know that the mayor doesn't like you.
Well, that's good.
Yep. He just wanted me to let you know, call you up and let you know.
And I think you need to get off my damn phone, sir.
Hey, don't curse at me. Well, that was quick. Holy shit, did you hear that guy? I just sent his blood pressure through the roof. I think that's the angriest he's been since the 1970s.
Hello?
Hello, Vita?
Yes?
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the mayor's office.
It's who?
Steve Dave from the mayor's office here in...
Okay.
And the mayor needs to borrow your car. What's so funny?
I don't have a car.
Does your husband?
No.
How do you guys get around?
Have you ever heard of feet?
Feet?
No, we use your transit.
Oh, I see. Well, the mayor's not going to be happy because he's on his way over to your house to borrow your car.
Okay.
And when he gets there and finds out you don't have a car, he's not going to be happy.
Well, I'm sorry.
Do you guys have a car you could borrow so he could borrow it from you?
You're crazy.
What are you talking? I'm not crazy. I work for the mayor. The mayor is always The mayor is always making crazy requests like this. It's not my fault. You know? Hey, why are you hitting touch tones?
What?
You're hitting buttons in my ear. It hurts.
Well, I tried to turn it off.
Don't do that. Oh, she told me. She said she was going to turn it off, and she turned it off. She hit the off button on her phone.
Hello?
Hello, Terry?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the mayor's office here in...
Yes, okay.
And I'm calling to let you know the mayor is going to be holding a fundraiser slash picnic thing tomorrow in your front lawn. And it's going to start right around, it starts at 9, but they're going to come around 7 in the morning to start setting up at your house.
Okay, do you know where I live?
Yeah, 50.
That's in now.
Yep, that's fine. They don't want it to be nearby for tax purposes.
Okay.
But yep, they're gonna be there right around 7 in the morning, and it'll start at 9. They'll be done by noon.
Now, what all does this consist of?
Well, they're going to set up picnic tables all over the front lawn. There's going to be a podium, microphones, reporters are going to show up. Lots of picture taking. You guys are going to need to stay in the house. Don't come out and try. You know, you're not invited. Just because it's...
Who decided to use my place?
The mayor.
How did he pick my name? Why?
I don't know. He said this would be the perfect place. I like the way it's set up. It's kind of out of the way a little bit.
He doesn't have no idea where I live, though.
Yeah, no, we have the file right here. I have your file right here in front of me. It has your address and your name and everything. And, it's just going to be a quick fundraiser. It's not a big deal.
Now, you know, 15 is a community box out on the highway.
Yeah, no, he knows where it is. He's got it all figured out. It's all a part of his master plan.
It'd be nice if somebody had told me about this master plan.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm calling to let you know. We're going to be there.
I know it today. You did just tell me this. This is the day before, almost 5 o'clock in the night or evening, and you're telling me you're going to come over and set up all this stuff in my yard at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Yep. I think the caterers are going to be there around 6 in the morning.
Well, I don't think so.
Oh, yes, they are. Yep, 6 in the morning. But the rest of the people are going to be there at 7. So just don't
get... let me tell you this. Don't come up and just throw something on me like this.
I'm not. I'm calling to let you know.
No, you're not. I know you're telling me this, but doggone it, don't call me up an hour before this is going to happen or the day before it's going to happen. Somebody in the Lions... Now, why they pick me, because I'm in a Lions club in...
Oh, that's probably why.
And did anybody in the Lions Club know about it over there?
I don't know. Like, the mayor doesn't like to ask beforehand because then people just say no. So he finds
us... That's exactly what I'm telling you right now, then.
No, you don't have a choice. It's just...
I think so.
Well, no, this is the mayor. The mayor of...
I don't care if he's the mayor of New York or whatever.
Well, that would be dumb. Why would the mayor of New York come all the way over...
I have nothing to do with the mayor of...
Well, now you do.
And he has nothing to do with me.
You're going
to
host the fundraiser tomorrow morning. Maybe he'll give you a break on
taxes.
Okay,
what's the fundraiser for again?
Oh, I'm not allowed to say. It's you can listen at the windows if you want. Just don't come outside.
No, I don't think so.
No, you can't. Like, don't be coming out the door.
Tell me you're going to do this when I'm telling you you're not going to do this in my front yard.
But what's the big deal? What's your problem?
Because you're dropping on me this at night and telling you're going to come over and set up tables in my front yard, have a big rally, and you won't tell me why.
Well, it's not.
And we can't even go out of the house.
No, you can leave the house. Just don't use the front door because he's probably going to set the podium up
there. No, we always use the front door to leave the house.
Well, you're going to use the side door because the podium's going to go up there.
Well, see, you don't know much about the place. We don't have a side door.
Well, use a window or something. I don't care. But there's
well, I don't care if you don't come.
There's gonna be.
You're not gonna come over to my place. If you come over here, it's gonna be a waste of yours and the mayor's time.
Well, there's gonna be a lot of electrical stuff on the porch, is what I'm saying. So you don't want to trip over wires.
What's the mayor's last name again? Okay, I did see that in the paper.
Well, you should just know that. But, I mean, everybody knows the mayor.
Well, I know the mayor. I know the name. But I have no idea what you're coming over here for, just to have a fundraiser. And now you're going to tell me it's going to happen, and you won't tell me why. What's the fundraiser for?
Do you just have a problem with the mayor? Or are you just...
No, I have a problem with the whole thing.
Well, I don't see what the big deal
you're
is.
You're not going to drop... You're not and the mayor and a... I don't care who it is. It's not going to drop something on me at the last minute.
He's not dropping anything on you.
He is. You just called me and dropped it on me.
It's not like you're going to be using the front yard. Like, what are you going to do? What were you going to do?
How do you know that?
Oh, come on. What were you going to do in the front lawn?
Don't even come off asking questions like that. That is stupid.
Well, you asked, you know, like, hey, is
I
the,
know. I asked a stupid question and get a stupid answer.
So is the lawn mowed and raked and everything?
No, the grass is about 10 feet high.
Ah, okay. We're going to send landscapers out in the...
I don't think so.
No, we are. We have to. About 6 in the morning, they're going to arrive with the caterers.
I'm going to tell you one more time, then I'm going to hang up, okay?
You better not.
I am going to tell you nothing is going to happen in my front yard tomorrow morning. On Wednesday, the 22nd of November 2017. Whoa. Nothing will happen in my front yard tomorrow morning at 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 o'clock.
What have you got to hide? Like, why don't you want people at your house?
Don't come back and ask a stupid question like that. What have you got to hide to tell me you're going to do this and I have no say-so in it?
Well, just,
and you won't tell me what the fundraiser's for?
It just seems kind of suspicious that you don't want people at your house.
Like, it sounds kind of suspicious that you're coming all the way over here to set things up in my front yard without letting me know a day or two in advance, too.
This is a legit fundraiser. The taxpayers paid for it. It's okay.
That's fine. They can pay for it to go somewhere else then.
Well, nobody else wanted it in their yard, so we're going to do it in yours.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I don't want it in my front yard either. So find somebody in to do it.
No, we can't do that for tax purposes.
Okay, you can't do it in out here where I live either. For my purpose, you're not going to come into my front yard and do it.
It's just your front lawn. You don't need it tomorrow. Come on.
Don't tell me I don't need my front yard.
You're just being difficult.
You don't know what we do in our front yard in the mornings.
Probably nothing. You're probably always inside watching TV really loud.
Oh, yeah. Well, what are you doing?
I'm working at the mayor's office.
Don't they have it at your place tomorrow?
I live in an apartment, so that would be stupid.
Yeah, it would be. It'd be stupid to come out here to too.
Well, they're going to. They're going to be there.
I don't think so.
So is the lawn...
Who do I have to call to tell them they are not coming to my place and don't come off telling me that I have no choice?
Well, if you do...
I do have a choice because it's my place, my yard, and you're not coming to my place.
If you do this, the mayor will give you, like, breaks on taxes and stuff, you know? Wink, wink.
I don't need a break on taxes.
Well, come on.
The mayor don't help me.
Maybe when the landscaping people show up, they'll shake your hand and there'll be like a $50 bill in there.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a big deal. Somebody's going to shake my hand and thank me for screwing up my front yard and everything else.
They're not going to screw it up. They're going to make it nicer because they're the landscapers.
Well, you're going to be screwed up when you get over here and you can't get in my front yard.
What? You don't have like a fence or anything?
Yeah, I do. So you don't know anything about the place.
No, I got pictures here.
Yeah.
Look,
okay,
no,
tell me what my front yard looks like.
No, look what I'm saying. When they shake your hand...
No. Tell me what my front yard looks like.
It looks like any other lawn, pretty much.
No,
but,
oh, yeah. You sound like any other voice out of space, too.
What?
I said you sound like any other voice that I might hear coming out of space.
What makes you say that? It doesn't sound like
because
I'm in
you're
space.
You're coming back telling me that you know what my front yard looks like, and you say, oh, you got a fence around it.
Look,
well, what is inside my yard then?
Look, what I'm saying is maybe they'll slip you $50 to do this. You know, they'll pay you like $50.
I don't think so. I don't need $50.
Come on.
You're trying to tell me you're coming over when I am telling you you're not coming over to use my place.
Anyone can use $50. What about $100?
No, you're not going to bribe me with trying to give me some money. No, I don't need it.
It's not a bribe. We're paying you for services since you're being kind of a
Well, you're
jerk.
Not. I don't want the services, so I turn it down.
Well, no, the services aren't for you. We're just going to rent your lawn. That's all.
No, you're not. You're not going to do it without my permission, and I do not give you permission to use my front yard.
Hey, I can hear that.
Can't you listen? Can't you get this straight? You're not using my front yard tomorrow morning. You go find another yard somewhere else, wherever you can do it. They can have their fundraiser wherever, but they're not going to have it in my front yard tomorrow morning.
We already put your address on all the invitations, though.
I don't care. You didn't coordinate with me before you did it.
Look,
so you screwed up somewhere.
Hey, can you tell that cat in the background to be quiet? He's meowing way too loud. It's very rude.
The cat is not meowing.
It was. I could hear it.
No, it wasn't.
It kept meowing really loud.
You didn't hear nothing.
I did, too.
Okay. How many cats I got, then?
I don't know. Is that the reason you don't want us there, because you're hiding your cats?
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do right now. What's your name again?
My name is Steve Dave. I work for the mayor.
Steve Dave.
Yep.
Well, Steve, I'm going to tell you right now, if you and the mayor come to my front yard tomorrow morning, you are not going to get into my front yard with any landscape people or anybody else. And I tell you what, I'm going to give you about 1 second. I'm hanging up.
You already said that before, and you never did.
Oh, okay. See ya.
But hey, look. Okay, he's gone. I was about to tell him it's a prank call. But I'm sure he'll figure that out. He's going to call at the mayor's office right now. And they're going to be like, what? That's crazy talk. Holy shit, you guys. That got pretty intense. How did he even believe that? I mean, come on. I'm going to do an entire show of that, of just doing fundraisers in people's lawns.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the mayor's office here in...
Okay.
And the mayor is, he's on your road right now. You know, he's driving along, and he really needs to use your bathroom. So he's going to come up to your door and knock and use your bathroom.
Yeah,
he just...
Do I know this guy?
Yeah, it's the mayor. Mayor D.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, here...
Yeah. Come on in.
Yeah, he has IBS, so it's going to be...
What?
He has IBS. It's going to be a mess in there. Like, he really has to go.
Go out, tell him to come over. What address? What's my address?
Oh, let me look at the file here. 1000...
Where's he at now?
He's coming down the road, and he said, listen, you call up John and tell them I'm using their bathroom whether they want us to, whether they want me to or not.
Okay.
So he's going to be there in just a minute, and he's got to poop. He's got to do number two, and it's going to take a long,
okay.
long time.
And what's your name?
My name is Steve Dave. I work for the mayor.
Okay.
I'm his right-hand man.
I thought Dick was his right-hand man. He's a pro tem, isn't he?
Well, you know what? I'm trying to just kind of push him out of here and so I can, you know, be the new right-hand man. Because I have kind of a crush on the mayor. You know?
Well, how long will he be here?
I don't know, because this restaurant he went to, it's always a problem at this restaurant. And he came here and he's like, you know what? I don't really want to smell up the mayor's... executive bathroom today.
Tell him to come to my door.
Oh, he's on his way.
Huh?
He's on his way. I'm sending him a text message right now.
Okay.
He's probably just going to run in really fast.
Okay.
He's going to be holding his bottom. And he's going to look very distressed. All right, then. Thank you for your... thank you for serving your...
You
your
stay on the line until he gets here.
How? Why?
Because put yourself in my position.
No. Well, I mean, like, okay, if we're going to sit here on the phone, you have to entertain me. Can you sing lyrics from your favorite...
No, I can't. What kind of joke is this?
It's not a joke. He has IBS. It's a medical condition. It makes him really have to poop
a
lot.
If he wants to use my bathroom, get over here and get in.
He's speeding as fast as he can. You're gonna hear.
Huh?
He's speeding as fast as he can straight toward your house. You're going to hear his tires squeal outside any second. But, like, until he gets there, can you sing something for me?
No. What the hell? Who put you up to this?
Nobody. I work for the mayor's office. That's all. That's all. No big deal.
How long will it be before he gets here? I'm looking at my front door. It's open.
I don't know. He said he was almost there. You know what? Maybe he just said fuck it and went in the woods. Maybe.
I'm going to call 911 and see what's going on.
Oh, that's silly. This isn't an emergency. It's not that kind of an emergency. It's just a bathroom emergency. That's all.
Well,
don't be silly.
Who picked out my name to call?
The mayor did. He's just like, you know what? I'm going to go over to John's house.
Well, we've been on the phone for 5 minutes. Where's he at?
You know what? Maybe the mayor is just playing a joke on me. He did this to me last year, too. He tried to get me to, get Merle to come in his bathroom, and he wasn't even there. He was in his office, and he was just, like, giggling. I bet you that's what's happening. I'm going to go check his office right now. I'm opening his door. Oh, there he is. Look at that. He's on the phone, and he's just messing with me. He doesn't need to use your bathroom. I'm so sorry. He did this last year, too. I'm sorry about this, sir.
That's fine. I'm going to turn it over to Dick.
Why?
Huh?
You don't have to do that.
I
Come
don't
on.
Like your shenanigans.
You don't like our what?
Shenanigans.
Oh, come on. There's nothing wrong with shenanigans every once in a while. He's just joking around.
Well, you pick somebody else.
It's just the mayor being the mayor, you know? He thinks he's above everyone else and just can do whatever he wants.
Pull it out your butt.
What? Why'd you say that? Blow it out my butt? Damn it, you guys. The mayor's always getting me in trouble with people. It's always something with him. Thinks he owns the whole town.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave
your name and
phone. Oh,
man. That's the last number on this list. But that's okay. I think I'm done with this shit anyway. I think that last call was a good thing to end things on. I can't believe he had his door open. He was just going to let the mayor run into his house, run into his bathroom, and smell it up. What a nice guy, until he found out that the mayor was just messing with me. Fucking mayor.
Hey, Roy. So I just found out that, Mr. Bob Balbalina is actually the name of a song
you don't
made
say.
By a rapper group.
One of those rapper released, groups.
That was released like in 1991 or something like that.
OMG.
But apparently, I'm looking up Urban Dictionary, it's also a slang term for your stereotypical, like, work in a cubicle, white guy, you know, uptight.
That's a pretty white name.
Suburbs type, whatever. Apparently, that's how... That's a Bob Balbalina type.
I see.
Anyway, so I just thought that was
very
cool.
Interesting.
That's what it was. All right, bye. Cats.
Did you not hear the last show where I played that song? I've talked about this before. There's an old Monkees track. You know the Monkees from the 1960s? And they keep saying Mr. Balbalina over and over. And I read on the YouTube video that the reason they say Mr. Balbalina is because they were in an airport and they heard someone with that name paged and thought it was funny. And speaking of Mr. Balbalina, I got a few messages from people about my last episode where people seemed to know who Mr. Balbalina was. And there is a radio DJ up there in the Midwest somewhere. They told me his name. It's in the comments on the last show, but I forget the name. But anyway, he does a thing called phone scams, you know, just one of those FM radio things, and he uses the name Mr. Balbalina, which is a very strange coincidence. I wonder if he started doing that first, or did I?
Hey, bitch, you didn't play my last voicemail. Fuck you, you're on my bad side now.
You poor thing.
Yeah, so fuck you,
so
dude.
Sad.
I'm gonna move over to the Madhouse show now. You just lost a viewer, and Carlito gained one. I'm gonna sub to his Patreon, too.
Good.
So yeah,
see
take
if I
that,
care.
Bitch.
I don't care.
Punk. Oh, and also, some dude asked if I listen to you while I do homework. That's very true, especially the math homework that college fucking Alex fucking...
How can you concentrate on math homework with prank calls going? I don't think I could do that.
That math lab bullshit, I just tuned that on and I just fucking guess and...
If I'm doing something that requires concentration, it's always instrumental stuff.
I listen to you and I get the real education from you, Brad. You're my real teacher, but not for long because you're on my bad side.
Yeah,
bitch.
Whatever.
Fuck you, dude.
I'm shutting off this voicemail. You're totally hurting my feelings.
Okay, I'm not an idea, so you should do this like the day before Thanksgiving. Go up as a power company and tell people to unplug their fridges because there are power surges and that it might cause a light in the fridge to explode or whatever. And
yeah.
To like leave the door open in case any capacitors discharge or something, they won't understand. And then, like,
okay.
So then all their food would get warm. And like what would they cook with, you know? And
what are you talking about?
Like, say,
lay off the
lead.
I mean,
like, call them back in a few hours and tell them they can like close it, or just say
it'll be hilarious because I'll make them lose hundreds of dollars in food.
Tell them like just to leave.
Which happened to me a couple weeks ago, by the way. My fridge went out; it sucked.
Open for 2 hours,
but it wasn't because of a prank call.
And then say you'll call back
broke.
If there's anything else. If they need to keep it open longer, and if you don't call back. Then they should close, and they should plug it back in.
I should do that at a restaurant. I should get them to shut off their meat freezer and tell them not to go in there for 24 hours. It'll be funny.
Roy, listen. Sorry about that first message. I get kind of flustered trying to
I didn't hear
figure
it.
Out a reason to call you.
I'll go ahead and delete it, though, because now
really
it's just
weird. I
really
have anything worth saying, I guess. I just kind of want to make a little, like, pun, like a first-time caller. Second time listener or something.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense, I'm sure.
Maybe I should listen
I
to the other
really
voicemail.
I was intending for it to make sense.
Well, this is a great voicemail.
I don't really have anything to tell you.
Doing this.
I just wanted to try, you know. I might try again, maybe. I need some kind of help.
All right, thanks for the voicemail. You know, you could just hit one and start over. I think it's one. You can hit some kind of a button.
Hey, Brad, it's Battle Boner, and I'm only really calling because I noticed you mentioned that you are up to date on the voicemail, so I know my voicemail will probably get played on the next show or two.
Okay.
That's cool.
I'm going to stop playing these, you guys. I got to stop playing every single voicemail.
Hey, Brad, it's Will. Checking in on you.
Yep.
So I looked into the Roland VT3, and I believe you just sold me with that fucking last prank.
Ah,
man.
Shit.
You rolling with
I should have put an Amazon link in my show notes. So I can get some credit for you guys buying the VT3.
I'm dialing up and down the tone on that one, but I just had a question.
Pretty funny.
Set up and, do I need to use some like Skype to make phone calls on it and things like that? And is there any other tips that you got for me?
What was the question?
You know, since I'm spending $200 on some, I'm probably going to use once a year,
yeah.
Or even less than that probably, but. Anyway,
there's cheaper ones out there. Like if you just want something that messes with the pitch of your voice. Remember I told you I was inspired by Harmontown, and the one that he uses was just like $130, I think, but I can't remember which one it was. Well, shit, I can't find it. It just keeps showing me a bunch of toys and stuff. You know, those megaphones that give you a robot voice and stuff. I don't know. Maybe I'll find it later and put it in the show notes. Probably not, but maybe.
Also, Brad, forgot to mention, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck? If a woodchuck could chuck wood.
I'm okay, you guys. I'm going to start not playing the voicemails that, you know, like, it's just, like, saying basically nothing. Voicemail segment's long enough without stuff like that.
Hey, Brad, I think you should make an actual video on how to hijack a drive-thru.
No, I won't do it. Because you just have to know stuff about radios, and I don't even know that much about radios. I always had friends doing it. I can tell you the radio we used was a Yaesu VX7 or a VX5. I'm sure there's plenty of others that do it, but basically just figure out what frequencies the drive-thru is transmitting on and receiving on, and then find the radio that can transmit on those frequencies. There you go. Now you know how to do it as well as I do. But really, it's probably just getting harder and harder every year to do that.
Yeah, hey, Brad. Stan Trucker here.
Hey, Stan Trucker.
Yeah, I know it's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Back on my feet here and back in my truck.
Hey.
The question you had about units of measure... miles versus kilometers, blah, yep. Blah, blah, for a space station.
Stan Trucker will know this because, you know, he drives a truck and he's got the miles and kilometers right in front of him all day. He can probably just convert it in his head.
My 2 cents would be fathoms. Just my 2 cents.
Fathoms, okay.
All right, I'll be back on the Patreon here before too long, man.
Yay.
Just give me a couple more weeks. All right, brother.
It's
catch
okay.
You later. Bye.
I love you even if you're not on the Patreon, Stan. You're my favorite trucker.
Hello, Picaroy. This is the secretary of Mr. Potato Head. Well, actually, fuck that guy. Roy, you know I'm a big fan of yours. I admire you from all way back. I'm a constant visitor of your chat room.
Why am I aroused?
Please don't ignore me anymore.
Very confusing.
You know that I don't react well to that. I don't respond well to your rejection. please get me on your show at least for 1 minute.
Nope.
I don't quit
30 seconds.
Calling you, so please, you don't want to mess
okay.
with...
Okay, thanks for the voicemail.
Hey, Brad, this is Mason again. And you know how you have that, the whole music where it's like that song? I think you should do one where it's like, you know your intro where it's like a bunch of random prank call clips?
Yep.
I think you should do that. So it's just like randomly throughout the music, you just hear one of those and just...
I could play that Opus song, the default hold music that everyone always hears, and every once in a while just fade it down and play some random prank call clip. I think you're right. I should set that up soon.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
All right. I was just listening to the newest show, 4 and 3. I was just listening to it while I was doing some of my work.
That's nice.
Like that one guy said.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see you, Brad.
Oh, shit. Look who it is, you guys.
Hi. Brad. Brad.
He almost accidentally didn't do it. Did you hear that?
Oh, Brad. I was thinking that we could get the voicemail people to do a singing contest.
I think
that would be good. We'll sing a song.
Like, I thought you said hanging contest. I'm like, what the fuck?
You can make it like a Christmas song or something. I think that would be cool. We'll vote which voicemail person has the best song. Like, it could be Corbin, or it could be the Nobby guy. You just never know.
Yep.
Bye.
You never know. So, on that note, I would like to please ask everyone not to sing in the voicemail ever.
Hey, Brad, it's Max.
Thank
Power.
You.
With Black Friday coming up, I think it would be a good opportunity to do some corporate office calls and guest survey calls to Walmart and other various businesses.
You know, I'm doing my Pranksgiving shift on Friday or Thursday night, which is Friday morning on the East Coast. That's when all the businesses are going to start opening for their dumb Black Friday thing. So maybe I can call some stores and convince them not to open. Tell them it's just too risky.
Around.
You don't want anyone
to
get hurt.
Extremely busy, and I think it'll be something that will cause great hilarity.
Yep, I may have to do that. Call up some Walmarts or Targets or something. Get them to weld their doors shut.
Good day, Mr. Carter. This here is Great Big Pete. I'm just calling to say hello.
Hello.
And I also wish to say that I got my haircut today.
Whoa.
So,
congratulations.
How haircuts work in Canada is might be different than how they work in the States.
Hmm.
But it goes like this. I drove up to the barber shop. I got out of my car. I walked into the barber shop. I presented myself at the counter at the barber shop, and I asked the barber, the person asked me, you know, my name, and I said, oh, my name's Great Big Pete. And they said, okay, Great Big Pete, you want a haircut?
Okay, so I've read ahead on this voicemail, looking at the transcript here on Google Voice, and he just runs us through it. You know, it like, to be honest, it seems a lot like haircuts in the U.S. They tell you to have a seat over there. You wait about 20 minutes. During that 20 minutes, do you sit there and write down phone numbers that people give to Great Clips? Because that's what I do. But I don't call them because that would be dialing locally. And I can't do that.
Listen, all right. I'll take all you got about seat or anything else. But don't talk about seat. You don't even know.
Don't
fucking,
what?
That food what? Is amazing. Fucking delicious as hell. There is no other gas station / restaurant.
Oh, Sheetz.
That compares to Sheetz.
Did I say something bad about Sheetz?
It's all about that food. Fuck the gas. Okay, fuck the gas. You go to Sheetz
right.
for food. That's why you hashtag
fuck gas.
Sheetz Run. East Coast shit. PLA needs to know about it. Respect
well,
Sheetz.
See, I'm spreading the word. You should be happy. Don't curse at me. Jeez. At least a few hundred people now know about Sheetz that didn't know about it before. So
hey, Brad!
You're welcome.
I was just wondering if you could talk with this voice more often. I really like it when you do that.
Okay.
So, yeah, cactus.
I will do that.
Hi, Brad. This is Z Falcon.
Hey.
And I'm just calling so that you have my number again. I heard what T Falcon was saying about me.
Yeah. And then Steve Falcon.
Just now you can check the area number and... Yeah, man.
I don't know. I think if somebody calls me and asks me to put them in my address book, I'm not going to do it because it's probably a trick. You just have to wait until I recognize who you are and then I'll put it in there.
Hey, Roy. It's Steve Falcon.
Oh, what do you know?
I just had a few things I wanted to say.
All right.
First of all,
what a coincidence.
Whenever somebody asks if it's a crank call, you should correct them and say, no, this isn't a crank call. It's a prank call.
That's right.
You know, because crank calls are when you call and then you hang up.
Yeah.
So correct them on it.
Crank calls are for, like, people that are 100 years old. I think it comes from those crank phones, you know? But then wouldn't every call be a crank call? Okay, maybe not.
Secondly, I wanted to do another magic trick with you. It's really quick, okay? Think of a whole number between 1 and 20.
Come on.
Okay, say it out loud.
All right. 12.
All right.
22.
17. Am I right?
Yeah.
All right. You had it. I wanted to say it.
17, that's what
it was. You know who the grapefruit lady is? You know, the girl on YouTube that pulls out a dildo and sucks on it and is like, wow, 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 wow.
I
you know?
Missed that, that one.
I actually have her fucking number.
Whoa.
Okay, she actually posted
the actual grapefruit lady
of her number, and I could send that to you. It's a prank call, if you want me to. All right, anyway, love you, Brad.
Since I know who that is, that sounds like a hilarious prank. Wow, what a great bunch of voicemails. You know what? When I do the post-editing thing, I am probably just going to take a bunch of those out. Because there were so many voicemails today where they just didn't say anything. They're just like, oh, well, he's done with the voicemails, so he'll probably play mine now. So I can just call in and say stupid shit. And I am encouraging that by playing stupid shit in the voicemail, so I'm going to stop doing that. Hopefully the voicemail segment was really short today. And if you've got a problem with that, just talk to Derek J about it. He's the sponsor of today's show, and I blame him for everything. I'm ending today's show with a song by the Zipheads. You all know the Zipheads, right? Remember Xander Fett called us from a payphone at a Zipheads concert? And it turns out Xander Fett wasn't just at a Zipheads concert, he's actually one of the band members. So you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna play a song by the Zipheads. This one is called Blast from the Past. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm pretty sure it's probably a song about Brandon Fraser. So here's the Zipheads.
Well, back when I was a little kid, I stood up tall because of things I did. Well, the other kids fought and tearing up school. Stick back my hair and I played cool. There's something wrong with this boy's head. Yeah, they took it to the doctor and this is what he said. Well, his body's in the present, but his mind's in the past. He's got a lot of rocket and he fails to last. He's gonna grow up strong and he'll grow up fast. He's a retro kid.
Blast from the past.
Yeah. Rocking and rolling at a teenage dance. Skinny girl tells me I'm out of style. Yeah, she tries to put me down, yeah, but I just found fast and trends, you know they come and go. The ball got nothing on rock and roll. Because my body's in the present, but my mind's in the past. Got a lot of rocking and I'm built to last. You know I'm way too strong and I'm way too fast.
There's some guy on the phone saying he's coming here tomorrow to paint our roof with ultraviolet paint.
I'm a blast from the past.
You see?